Are you ready to listen to a podcast?
Upskilled.
Upskilled.
Masterclass.
Hi, everyone. Thanks for listening. Thanks for downloading the 21st episode of the Upskilled Masterclass. My name's Raoul Tucker. Today, we'll take a look back at the first 20 episodes of this podcast series in an episode entitled The Masterclass Masterpieces. It shines the light on some of the most important snippets of information our guests have shared in over 7 hours of audio content. In this episode, there's valuable insights from upskilled students and staff, as well as small business owners and successful leaders in the corporate world. I hope you enjoy this overview of the Upskilled Masterclass, and it encourages you to download or listen to some of the episodes you may have missed. We'll begin with this inspirational story from upskilled student Adam Edgar, who in episode 6 talked about the most important aspect of his studies.
Doing these courses teaches you time management, even if it's not a module in the courses. I have a full-time job, which I work 8 to 5, and then all the extras on top of that becomes a part of running a store when you do your hours before and your hours after, things that need to get done that can't get done during store hours. I have 4 children, two very little, a toddler and a baby. And this year I've gone from being morbidly obese to losing 32 kilos and changing pretty much every aspect of my health, including my diet, and I get up really early every morning to train before work as well. So, you know, all of that involved. And then on top of all of that, I play gridiron, I referee gridiron, and then I study. So there's trying to find the time inside of all of that to devote to the study is the hardest part, you know, because at the end of the day, even when you just get home from work, you don't want to do anything. You want to plonk your bum down on the couch and watch telly, but you can't do that. You've got to get online and you've got to get that studying happening, because otherwise it won't get done.
Masterclass.
Sports administrator Bob Turner joined us in episode 19 and spoke passionately about what's needed to get ahead in business.
You got to believe, and you got to believe for the right reasons. When I grew up, there was a famous coach in America called John Wooden, who coached UCLA to 12 championships that, you know, never be achieved again. And he had his pyramid of success, like most coaches will have their philosophy written down somehow. And he had his fundamental building blocks that then led to the next level and the next level to the top goal. And the top goal wasn't always winning championships. The top goal was creating, you know, good people, good men, good culture, and a winning approach that everybody would follow.
Masterclass.
Upskilled sales manager Ben Grigor discussed staff motivation in episode 4, as well as the importance of goal setting.
Setting goals, and more importantly, setting achievable goals, is very, very important. If goals are too hard or unachievable, it just becomes unrealistic and it could be really demotivating. So what we do here is we've got a lot of data that we go by, and a lot of dashboards and reports and things that we use in our current CRM system that we're able to monitor and set realistic goals with our individuals or our sales team.
Masterclass.
In episode 14, Danielle Tinkler from Honeydew and Violet shared a very personal story about why she decided to set up her own small business.
I actually experienced postnatal depression, and it was recommended to me that I start to get a little bit creative. And I've always had a passion for design in some form, whether it was fashion or jewelry, art. So I decided to try and do something with that. And at the time, I really wanted a lovely piece of jewelry with my daughter's name on it and date of birth. So I kind of went with that, did a little course and in hand stamping, and then the rest was pretty much self-taught. I turned out to be quite good at it, started making a few things for friends, and everything went from there. That led me to start seriously sourcing suppliers and get myself a little collection going. From there, I started to build a social media presence, and that was on Facebook mainly. And then I started with Instagram. Plus, I networked furiously with other female business owners that shared my target demographic, which is basically the new mummy market.
Masterclass.
Upskilled founder Joel Gage talked about innovation and its importance in episode 2.
Innovation to me is
improvement is about doing things better or doing things different than what others have done in the past. So not so much inventing, but more improving, more finding different applications, more finding different ways that we can improve what we do, and as a result, get in front of the game.
Masterclass.
Business coach Terry Billington was a fascinating guest in episode 16 when she chatted about the role of mentors.
I've had multiple mentors along the way, and at the moment I do have four mentors that I work with very closely. I have a high-level business mentor who really helps me at the highest level of strategy, just making sure I'm always a step ahead of the game. I have a marketing mentor. I believe even though that's what I studied at university, I believe that someone who actually is doing it exceptionally well is the best person to have as a mentor for that. So I have a marketing mentor. I have a personal mentor. So every now and again when my mindset drifts off, that someone is there to support me to keep on track and make sure that, you know, I'm at the top of my level to be able to support my clients. And the other mentor that I have is a health mentor. I believe very strongly that in small business, if you don't have balance and look after yourself, then, you know, that can be a factor for challenges that you've got in your business too. So I've had mentors in a lot of areas, but they're the four key ones that I've had for a fair while now and I still work with.
Masterclass.
In episode 10, upskilled trainer Keith Mogford talked about the personality traits needed to set up a small business.
Well, you need to be flexible to obviously identify what, you know, that entrepreneurial mindset is of yours. You need to be self-motivated and you need to recognise, obviously, the opportunities that go off and when they arise. You obviously need to be able to plan ahead and be prepared to put the actual constant effort in. It's like the old dumb beetle, you know, continuing turning that, you know, rolling it over and pushing it forward. But you also need to deal with the uncertainties. You don't want an elephant, something coming out of the bush and squashing the car.
Masterclass.
Sean Smith, CEO of Isentia for Australia and New Zealand, tackled the issue of leadership in episode 20.
Leadership's about understanding my own strengths and my own weaknesses. It's about understanding the strengths and the weaknesses of the people that are around me. It's about understanding the strengths and weaknesses of my organisation and the market that we operate in. And then it's about how you put that together and leverage that to get the best result possible for your business. Leadership too, for me, it's not about the good times. That's the easy test of a leader. The tough test of a leader is it's in the bad times. It's when you face the problems. And I think really what makes somebody stand out as a leader in an organisation is that when you're continually being part of a solution and not the guy standing there talking about the problem.
Masterclass.
Upskilled's National Education and Compliance Manager and Head of IT Faculty, Michael Williams, was along for episode 4 and he addressed the subject of continuous improvement.
Really, for us at Upskilled, continuous improvement is not really what we do, it's how we do. Every day we have a continuous improvement activity about everything we do. It's not a buzz term. It's not really something that, hey, yeah, we've got to remember to have our continuous improvement meeting. It's just the way we go about business.
Masterclass.
Sarah Matthews, owner of La Cucina Italian Restaurant, talked about the lessons she's learned from being a small business owner.
Whatever anyone tells you is hard work, it's 20 times that. But the rewards are great as well. And I think probably the biggest thing that we've learned is that you need to keep business and personal separate in terms of your staff and things like that. That's probably the biggest thing that we've learned, that you can't have staff as friends and friends as staff. So make sure you surround yourself with the right people, the right advisors, and make sure you take their advice.
Masterclass.
Right back in episode 1, Upskilled CEO John Lang discussed the importance of having an operational plan.
It's our blueprint, it's our design, it's our structure, it's what we do, it's the floor plan of our house, it's everything that we've got. Without it, you can have a bunch of people working in different directions, working against each other, and at the end of the day, all not pointing at the same direction. So it is without a doubt in line with goals, etc. It's the most important thing we've got.
Masterclass.
Sue Papadoulis from Publicity for Profit shared this tip for anyone looking to set up their own business.
Do something that you're really passionate about rather than looking at, is this going to be something that you can make a whole lot of money out of? Do something that you're really passionate about, because it does take a lot of effort and time. And when the going gets tough, you need to have that kind of motivation and inspiration to keep going, because there are times when you do look at it and go, gosh, this is an awful lot of work. So do something that you're really passionate about. And I think when you are passionate, when you're in line with your purpose and your passion, then things definitely become easier.
Masterclass.
And finally, upskilled student ambassador Kevin O'Toole had this message for anyone looking to take up a course with Upskilled.
You're not alone doing your studies. You've got the support network around you, but it's up to you to sometimes sort of say, put your hand up and say, help. And they'll come and help you. That's not a problem. Get involved with the webinars and be interactive. Join the Facebook groups. But also, if you're not sure about something, post the questions. Hey, I know that you're not doing marketing, but you're doing human resources, but I'm stuck on this. Are they talking about, or is it this reference to? Because along the lines, some of the questions are exactly the same. They might be for different subjects, but the actual subject line is the same. And always keep in mind that there's help everywhere. You just need to call out. So that if you hit a brick wall and go, you know what, I give up. Well, don't give up, because a person with depression who can do a diploma and put all that extra time and effort in, if I can do it, anyone else can do it.
There we have it, the Masterclass Masterpieces, with plenty of valuable nuggets of information from a wide range of guests in the first 20 episodes of this podcast series. Thanks for taking the time out to listen today. If you've got any questions or feedback, please head to the website upskilled.edu.au. Don't forget, you can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. You can also leave us a rating or review in iTunes, which would be greatly appreciated. And if you really enjoyed today's Masterclass Masterpieces podcast, then tell a friend. I'm Ralph Tucker. Thanks for listening. Thanks for downloading. And we'll catch you next time on the Upskilled Masterclass.
Upskilled.
Upskilled.
Masterclass.